Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is the 2018-2019 deer hunting seasons. And on your cover sheet there, any changes from the, and so there are changes here from December. Any changes from December are highlighted in yellow. And I would point out in Region 2 there, there's some additional opportunities being proposed for either sex opportunities and antlerless bee licenses, some youth opportunities for antlerless mule deer, and in Hunting Districts 210, 217, add an antlerless mule deer bee license. In Region 3, proposed to establish a sub-portion around the town of Livingston for either sex mule deer on a general license to address some game damage issues down there. Also, I'd like to point out in Regions 4 and 5, we propose to establish permanent CWD transport restriction zones. And this comes directly out of our CWD draft plan, which I presented to the commission in November, the same day that we found CWD, unfortunately. But the establishment of those transport restriction zones is for the same reason that we currently do not allow cervids to be brought into the state, or at least certain parts of cervids to be brought into the state from other states and provinces that are CWD positive. In a like vein, we don't want animals that come from areas where we know CWD exists in Montana to be transported to other portions of the state. And so we are... The transport restriction zones that we established for the special CWD hunts that we've had two of them, they end today, those transport restriction zones we are proposing to be in place permanently. And I have a draft page that will show up in the deer elk antelope regulations. A similar page will show up in the moose sheep goat regulations, and I'll hand that out so you can take a look at that. As I mentioned, these are the very same transport restriction zones that we established for the two special hunts that we currently have that will end today. And for the area in northern Montana, for any deer, elk, or moose that is taken in that portion of Liberty County that's north of Highway 2, an animal taken there cannot be taken out of the three-county area, that is Hill, Toole, and Liberty counties, unless it's been processed or CWD-free. And in a like fashion, for those animals that are taken in Carbon County, east of Highway 212 and the Roberts-Cooney Road, those animals likewise cannot be transported outside of either Carbon or Yellowstone County. The transport restriction zones are larger than the area that concerns, so that people have access to processors and or taxidermists if they choose. Now, if a hunter bones out his or her animal, or if it's tests CWD free, of course, then they can move it wherever they want to. But this is to prevent potentially infected animals or animal parts from moving to other parts of the state where we don't want CWD to be. As you know,
So if I'm hunting in one of these districts and say I'm from out of state, shoot a mule deer, take it to the processor, as long as it's one of these certified processors, then they can ship it once it's been processed, regardless of whether it tests positive or negative.
Correct.
They can ship it?
Correct. Okay. Yep. Once it's been processed and is cut and wrapped, for example, that's fine. You cannot move the whole head or the spine or any part of the brain. There are portions, if you'll see on the bottom there, it says parts that can be transported, include skull caps that are clean, don't have tissue on them, that kind of thing. So we're mainly concerned, of course, about the brain and the spinal column. So that's what it addresses.
Great. Thank you.
You will note also we had the citizens' proposal for Hunting District 103. That is to make a limited draw. And we did not change that, but I want to mention that because I'm sure there will be people to comment on that today. And we did get quite a few comments on that. Through the SurveyMonkey, we had 219, through SurveyMonkey and other venues or other methods, emails, et cetera, we had 219 comments on that. There was also a form letter that went out and was signed by over 600 people. We didn't have the final tally on that. And there was also a petition on it that was signed by 334. The form letter was in support thereof. The petition was in opposition to that, Hunting District 103. That brief introduction, I'd stand for any questions.
Thank you. Maybe the best way to do the deer is just, why don't you make your motion on just Hunting District 103, and then after that we'll go into general deer. Go ahead.
I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt the 2018 and 19 deer hunting seasons and quota ranges as prescribed by the Fish by FWP, including the proposal from the Libby Area Sports Persons for making a portion of Hunting District 103 a limited draw permit area for mule deer bucks with a quota range of 5 to 15 and a quota of 5, and that all other aspects of the deer season in Region 1 remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comments from the commission before we move to public comment?
I'd like to just make...
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I was just going to question the motion. When he said Region 1, should that be all regions?
No, we're just doing region. We're just doing Hunting District 103.
We're just doing 103. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a couple of comments about
that. Sure.
You know, I've spent a month and a half or 2 months, you know, wrestling with this. I've probably lost more sleep over this than I've lost over an awful lot of things in my lifetime, really. But it was for good reason, I think. You know, there. I really think there are 700 hunters and. That have requested the establishment of a limited entry permit for mule deer in this portion of Hunting District 103. And over the last couple of years, those people have put together what I think is a very, very significant effort to gather facts, deal with locals, try to get their input, try to get their ideas, and so they're very concerned about the fact that they're not very close to a limited entry, you know, mule deer situation. There are two in Region 1, but each of them is at least 120 or 190 miles away and so forth. And those two areas are very small with 10 permits in each one of them. And one of them is only for 2 weeks of the season, so that's kind of a limited that way. In 2017 hunting seasons, 51 mule deer bucks were checked through the 5 check stations in the region. Check stations were open on Saturdays and Sundays. The highest number checked since 2010 was 138, and lowest was this year, 51, which is 45 fewer than the previous lowest number that occurred in 2011. 2017, the Canoe Gulch check station, which is really close to 103, as I understand, checked 25 of the 51 mule deer bucks that were checked in the 5 stations. So it's focused. Since the 1990s, I think the trends I've seen, you know, the mule deer are not doing really well. They're sloping downward. And I think that this group of people thinks, we want to do something different. You know, we haven't been making any changes. Let's make some changes. One thing about it, and these are just the factual matter, implementing the proposal would eliminate the opportunity for many local hunters to hunt mule deer in the portion of 103 covered by the proposal. The change would not restrict their efforts to hunt other critters like white-tailed deer and bears and elk in the Sunny District. So there's an effect on it, but it's solely relative to the mule deer. At a public meeting that I was at in Libby, you know, there were a lot more people, there were more people, significantly more people who spoke in support of this than opposed it. I think that, you know, you look, who's doing this and why, and I think that when you look at an area that's proposed to have 5 permits and they've got that many people that have supported having a limited entry permit, the chances of it, there's going to be quite a few permit applications, pretty dang good, you know. But I think when you realize that only 5 of those people are going to get the permit, and even looking at the long term, it's going to be a long time before anybody gets a permit usually. Kind of like my efforts over my lifetime trying to get a sheep permit. So, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of people who filled out forms and put their names on petitions and send in information to help WP, and I've read through it a couple of times. There's a lot of pro and a lot of con. I don't want to get into a voting thing myself. I don't think it's such a popularity contest that we need to deal with the issues and where we want to take things and so on. Because that's why I have brought it forward and want it to be looked at again today. And I thank you for the time.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any questions or further comments from the commission? Any public comment? Any comment up in Kalispell on this, only this piece of, only this one, 20% of Hunting District 103 up in the Libby area?
Director Williams, Chairman Vermillion, members of the commission, we do not have any comments in Region 1.
Thank you. Any public comment here?
Chairman Vermillion, fellow commissioners, I've got quite a bit to talk, but I think we've addressed the majority of it. I'm George Mercer, sorry. I'm here to speak for the mule deer advocates who proposed the permit. We started working on this 16 months ago. We want to thank you guys for your hard work, what you do for everyone in the state, and I do want to thank department staff, Tanya Chilton, Tim Thier, and Neil Anderson from Region 1. We've spent a lot of work. We've sat down with people in favor, people opposed. We've listened to everybody's thoughts, comments, positive, negative, otherwise. Our group for 16 months has sat down and talked about being fully committed to aiding the department, further outreach. What can we do for our mule deer herds? What can we do with our game wardens? Everything from that standpoint to help where we can. Like I said, we talked about most of this. Our goal centers around the hunting opportunity for older age bucks in a limited area. This will do just that. We are talking a very small portion. We're talking 5.7% of the huntable acreage surrounding the Libby area. So we believe it's mule deer. It truly is a limited resource. We all got to share it. This is a great proposal. Should be great for the sportsmen, and thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you. Further public comment? All right. Further comment from the commission? I'd only say I know that, you know, this is never, I mean, I don't want this to appear like the commission is not being respectful of the department biologists, because that's not, you know, in my conversations with wildlife staff, it, you know, and my recollection from the meeting in December was that this is not a biological question, this is a social question. And I think that when you have a group of sportsmen and people in an area that live there who are directly saying to the department, we'd like to try this in our backyard, unless there's a compelling biological reason not to support it, in which case I would be with the department on this. But if it comes down to a social question, I think it's worth giving it a try. I, you know, putting this sort of an effort together as citizens is not easy. I guess you've gotten a lot of folks in the Libby area much more engaged in fish wildlife issues than you may have had before, and I think that's positive. And, you know, I admire your participation. We want to respect that participation, and I'm going to support it. It is a dramatic decrease of opportunity in this small area of those districts, but it appears to me, based on the public comment, that the public's comfortable with that, and if that's the case, I'm going to support it.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, there's one more thing I really do need to mention, and that is that we just started a multi-year project up there to try to deal with the mule deer and the population trends. It's just started, and it always comes into question as far as I'm concerned. When you're doing a research project, you know, you want to make sure that you minimize, if you can, the things that might take away from, you know, what you're trying to do. And I've asked the question of some of the biologists, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen, you know, if we implement this right now? And they said, Probably nothing horrible, you know, but we'd have to make sure that we recognize what it was involved in a study that's ongoing at this point in time. So there's concern at that point, and I've had concern at that point myself, you know, but I look at the effect of maybe 20 fewer mule deer bucks being taken in that piece of ground is probably not really significant biologically, and so I go right where Chairman Vermillion went, and that is most of this is sociology at this point, according to everything I've heard.
All right. Any further comment from the commission?
Just a question. If this, are we voting from the motion as just on this HD?
Yes.
Hunting District 10.
Yep.
So then, would specific regulations have to be created after that?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that window look like?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brower. It's a short window because regulations go to print shortly after this meeting, but we certainly can do that.
And it's not inconsistent with what you'll be doing, everything we decide today.
Pardon me?
It's consistent with what the department is doing with everything the commission decides today as far as...
Yes, oh yeah.
So, all right, any further comment from the commission? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes.
Aye.
With that, we'll move on to a general motion on deer, and would be everything except Region 103, or District 103.
Correct.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt the 2018-2019 deer hunting season and quota ranges as represented by FWP, except for the HD 103 mule deer limited permits, and that all other aspects of the deer season remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments from the commission on that motion, the deer seasons? All right, any public comment on the parts of the proposal that are highlighted in yellow that represent a change from the tentative proposal that we will take public comment on today?
Hi, I'm Bill McCormick. Thanks for hearing me. I'm out of HD 290 hunting area, Helmville. I know I've sent you guys a lot of letters, sent a couple of petitions about the firearms 290 proposal in the deer master list. I see there's one except they did exception of no firearms in the Vandal Archer area. I represent of the petition. I have copies if you guys didn't get it in the email of late eight large landowners in the area. And, of course, if you read my letter and that is kind of a safety issue there, in my opinion, of adding those rifles into that area. I know the Ovando, they changed it because they complain enough about it, but I would like if you consider the whole area. It's a safety issue. It's a bad winter this year. It's bad to add a lot of numbers. The deer numbers are not. There's nothing showing that they're high in any of the public meetings we've heard. So... I'd like it if you could reconsider that.
All right. Thank you. Do we have Region 2 Wildlife? Is that Mike there? Mike, do you want to address those concerns and how you came up with the description of the district that would be open to rifle, and which that which would be only open to archery, I guess?
Yes. As Chairman Vermillion, members of the Commission, Director Williams, yes. The East Ovando archery only area is a subunit of Hunting District 290 that was created quite a few years ago to remain archery only, even in the face of some limited rifle hunting for elk in that hunting district. So the archery only area portion of Hunting District 290 remains archery only. It was our intent to start with, but I think we failed in the communication of it, to exclude the archery only area. I guess we assumed that everybody understood, but we didn't say so. That our East Ovando archery only area would previously established would be excluded from the proposed Deer B licenses where rifles would be allowed. And so quite a number of the folks that are listed on the petition, and they should have been concerned to see rifles introduced on deer in that archery only area, but that is excluded. So one would hope that would address the concerns of many of those folks that had a issue with it.
What's the degree to which you guys are getting game damage complaints in Hunting District 290 for deer?
Chairman Vermillion, a lot, actually. From two ranches in particular, two large ranches, and they're right down along the river and cover a lot of acreage there. Of course, the district is bisected by the river. The majority of the district, 70%+ is private land. And so they raise alfalfa and have cattle operations down there. And even as they feed out to the cattle, they've got large number of deer in that country. Deer numbers go up and down there, but that's a real high density deer population location in that area. And so we deal with game damage there every winter.
And I guess I would assume that the department's worked with enforcement staff to analyze safety concerns that the residents have expressed in the petition. And you guys feel like this proposal addresses those concerns that need to be addressed?
Chairman Vermillion, great question, of course. And we can't really make that assessment for the landowners. It's open country. There's in places a fair little density of housing, and that generally characterizes the East Ovando archery only portion of the district. More broadly across the district, it's generally flat with some draws down against the river. It's a situation where you'd need to know your backstop. There's lots of open space. We do hunt elk there with rifles, and so what we present to you, not knowing how you should decide this, what we present to you is a situation where the landowners would make choices on their own part about how they want to hunt on their property and how they want to direct hunters on their property. And so I'm afraid that burden would be pretty much on the landowners. It's certainly, we have places in Region 2 where it's just dangerous to discharge a firearm. It's just really touchy to discharge a firearm. This is not one of those places.
All right, thank you. Any further public comment here in Helena before we go to the regions?
I'm Marlon Clapham with the Montana Bowhunters Association, Chairman Vermillion and the rest of the commission. In behalf of the Montana Bowhunters Association, we feel that it's just another step, infringing on the bowhunters' opportunities. We understand where the ranchers have this problem, but there again, too, there's not a lot of opportunity for the bowhunters to get to hunt on some of that property, too. So we just oppose the addition of these firearms in Hunting District 290. Thank you.
Thank you. Further public comment here in Helena before we go to? We're going to go to everybody else first. Any public comment in the regions on deer?
We have one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll start with Glasgow and then we'll go to Missoula. Yeah.
Okay, this is Steve Schindler from the Traditional Bowhunters of Montana, and we concur with Marlon and the Montana Bowhunters Association on this, and that's our comment.
All right, thank you. Now we'll go to Missoula.
You're done.
Director Williams, Chairman Vermillion, members of the commission, Steve Wilson, Region 2, the Bitterroot. In regards to the 50 mule deer does in Hunting District 270, I don't even know why we're having this conversation. For the last 3 years, every time we bring up mule deer, it's mule deer numbers are down all across the West. In 270, they certainly are. The high water mark for surveying was earlier in 2000, and we had 3,178 mule deer observed in that hunting district. Last year, the biologist counted 1,400, so we're certainly down in 270. It's one of the most solicited hunting districts for limited entry trophy mule deer. The only way to have more opportunity is to have more deer, and we certainly don't have game damage. We don't have any disease. The winter and summer range are in excellent condition. There's absolutely, I've not heard one real good reason to be harvesting any doe, mule deer, in Hunting District 270 when we could certainly grow more. So we're just over a third of what we used to have. And it is the most sought-after tag in the state. So I've yet to hear a good reason why we're harvesting deer in that hunting district. And maybe Mike's got a real good answer, and I'd like to hear that because I'd like to have that conversation. But right now I just don't see any reason to be harvesting deer when we could grow more and have more opportunity. There's plenty of time to harvest does after we get the numbers up.
Thank you. Further public comment?
I don't know if any.
We'll ask some questions after we get all the public comments. So, thanks. Any further public comment in Missoula? How about Bozeman? Miles City. Feels like it's a rock song. Seeing no more public comment in the regions, we'll go ahead and bring it back to the commission. And then if this gentleman wants to make another comment, he can.
Yeah. Chairman Vermillion, I'd like to have Mike Thompson speak to the comments that Mr. Wilson offered. I don't want to get into an argumentative thing, but I've listened to Rebecca Mowry, the biologist in the area, and her rationale for what's going on here, and it certainly seems like she has considered the same things that Mr. Wilson has considered, but she arrives at a different place. So, Mike, could we ask Mike to say a few words about that?
Commissioner Aldrich, Chairman Vermillion, members of the commission. The idea here is to try to reduce and manage the age structure of the female population, the adult female population, to stimulate a little more productivity and survival amongst mule deer fawns, and to establish a higher growth rate in the mule deer population. Our age structure information from the Darby Check Station indicates that we have an older age trend in the mule deer does in that population, and it has been demonstrated in some recent research in Idaho by Mark Hurley that kind of an approach, that introducing harvest rather than trying to preserve all the does, actually makes a difference in your productivity, both from a social standpoint and the management of the distribution of mule deer relative to their quality habitat. So that's the notion, is to introduce a modest beginning to antlerless harvest there.
All right, thank you, Mike. Any further comments or questions from the commission?
Yes. Again, this is Steve Wilson. I've done quite a bit of reading about the old age structure of does. I've got into some of the old files, some of the department's best Hamlin, Mackey, Daypack, they gave value to those old matriarchs for being the best at taking care of the herd, finding the best food source, finding the best place to have fawns, and knowing when to leave the winter range. They're a valuable part of the family group and the deer herd. If you look at the major migrations that are going on all across the West, and they've been publicized, the Hoback herd, the one off Kemmer, we have one in the upper Bitterroot, and they're a valuable source. And how you're going to harvest old does specifically is beyond me. No hunter is going to look for an old emaciated doe and shoot it when you've got a nice 3.5-year-old, and the one closest to the road is the one that's going to get popped anyway. You're not going to be hunting for an older age class deer. And they have value in that they do take care of the family group. So I don't buy this program that Hurley put out, and he's trying to compare something in Idaho from the Salmon River Breaks to the Bitterroot, and they're two different types of habitat totally. So I can just go on and on and on about 270. I mean, one of the major things that you got to consider is the survey area. It starts at Skalkahoe and runs for 20 miles to Rye Creek. That whole face is 20 miles, Google Earth, and it's all private property. The second phase of the survey area goes from Rye Creek to Sula Peak. That's 6.8 miles. That's public access. If you go back and look at the records, Beef Ridge is at the very start of the survey area on the north end, and Beef Ridge accounts for 20 to 25% of all deer surveyed in 270. That's all private land. There's no public access. So at the very least, if you go into the Adaptive Harvest Management Plan, you, the commission, as the oversight committee between the hunters, the department, the landowners, and the resource, you have the ability to put those doe tags on that private property. We don't have access to that. That's where the biggest majority of these deer are living. And to put 50 doe tags and put them on the public part, you know where the biggest number of these deer are going to be harvested. So at the very least, if you find it necessary to kill these baby makers and try to increase the population in 270 to give us more buck tags in the future, don't put those doe tags on public ground.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take one more public comment here in Helena, and then we're going to start limiting all public comment to just one per person, and we're going to stick to only on the issues that we have a deviation from the tentative. But go ahead. You want to say one more thing, and then we'll move on.
I apologize for coming up. I just wanted to clarify something on what Mike Thompson said. He said of these signatures, the majority of them were in the East Helena Arch area. That is incorrect. Majority of them are in the regular arch area. They actually represent the majority of the private landowners in 290, excluding the East Ovando area, just so you're aware.
All right. Thank you. Okay, any further comments from the commission? Seeing none, all those in favor of... Well, I actually did have one question. So I guess, Neil, this would be directed towards you up in Kalispell. There's a gentleman named Jerry McGuire who's been communicating with us about Hunting District 122. And I would kind of like to get a sense of what's going on up there and why there seems to be a perception that mule deer population, or that we should limit what we're doing as far as harvest in that particular district. Can't hear you.
Chairman Vermillion, members of the commission, I guess I'm not sure exactly what the question is.
I'm just asking about Hunting District 122 and the present management structure that you're proposing for the next 2 years.
In regards to mule deer?
Deer in general.
Deer in general?
Yep.
All right. We are proposing no changes there. The only change that we were proposing, I believe, is a change in the quota, which would allow us to actually lower the number of bee tags that are available. Otherwise, it's status quo, which is for whitetails, either sex in the first week, antlered buck only after that, except for on private property, the last week would be either sex. So there would be some antlered opportunity on private land only in the last week. So we're not proposing any changes there.
Okay, and with whitetail?
That was for whitetail.
Oh, okay, and with mule deer, I'm sorry.
Yep, mule deer is just your standard 5-week season, and there is no antlerless opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Yep, all right, any further questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.